This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Sedgy Today, nationwide and around the world. On our second hour, my first guest is from ABC News. His name is Dan Abrams. You've seen him many times. And he has a fascinating book out right now called Theodore Roosevelt, For the Defense, the Courtroom Battle to Save His Legacy. And Dan will be here to talk about it. Later on in the hour, one of the champions of the sport of NASCAR, Kurt Busch, will be joining us on the show. Gentleman who just turned 99 years old. He sounds great. Former Secretary of State under President Ronald Reagan, George B. Schultz will be here. You'll be amazed at what he sounds like at 99 years old. And then we're going to join one of the hosts from HGTV, Chip Wade. And that's all coming up this hour live with Ron Sedgy Today. We'll be right back with ABC Newsman Dan Abrams. Is your business taking advantage of one of the most valuable assets to advertise, your company vehicles? Well, if not, you should. The least expensive way of promoting your business is with SignZoo, the full-service graphic professionals. From design to installation, your vehicles will shine with your logo, services, phone number, website information, and more as it goes down the road. And we aren't talking about paint. We're talking about the latest, most popular, inexpensive, and easily changeable graphic wraps. Why go through the expense of painting your message when SignZoo can wrap it? SignZoo's licensed, insured, and professional graphic designers service the country nationwide, and their warranty is the best in the industry. Your entire vehicle becomes the most effective form of outdoor advertising. Cars, trucks, buses, boats, SignZoo can wrap them all, and 100% satisfaction is guaranteed. Visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com, the leader in vehicle advertising and color changes for over two decades.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from The Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans, are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Sedgy Today. Well, our next guest is certainly no stranger to radio and or television. He's the chief legal affairs correspondent for ABC News, as well as the host of Live PD on the A&E Network and the Dan Abrams Show on Sirius XM. And he has penned a book. This is the second book he has penned about presidents, first one being about Abraham Lincoln, that I have in front of me. When I heard about this book, I had to get him on because being the presidential history buff that I am, this is a fascinating piece of work. Joining us right now is Dan Abrams. Hi, Dan. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, great to be with you. Thanks.
I love this book. I got to be honest with you. Theodore Roosevelt, For the Defense. This is something that could be happening today in politics. You know, we heard so many things this past 100 years about the, you know, great trials of the century. This truly falls in the category, but frankly, a trial that has been lost in history. And I always say, Dan, that unless you know what happened yesterday as a history student, you don't know how to handle today. This is a book about a lawsuit against one of the great presidents, Theodore Roosevelt, a libel lawsuit that lasted 8 days that was against him by a gentleman by the name of William Barnes, who was a big boss in the Republican Party and had a future, he thought, as the governor of New York. So fill us in on the details, because it really is very, very fascinating.
Yeah, it's amazing. And he was on the stand for 8 days. The trial was 6 weeks long. This is in Syracuse, New York. You have Roosevelt having accused Barnes of being corrupt, and in a public public letter that he handed out to all the papers, basically telling people that, that Barnes was in cahoots with the head of the Democratic Party to retain power. And the big fight at the time was over, should U.S. senators be elected directly by voters, or should the state legislatures be electing them? And the party bosses wanted to keep the legislatures, and Roosevelt and others wanted voters to be able to elect them directly. And so he had called Barnes being corrupt, and Barnes sued him. And this is the courtroom showdown where you have an attorney who may have been responsible for Barnes filing the lawsuit, Barnes' attorney, cross-examining Roosevelt for days. And what makes this so interesting is, you know, as a history buff, I think you'll appreciate this, is that, that most of the time when we get to see some of the most iconic presidents, the words, we see them in speeches, we see them in books that the people have written, but we don't get to see cross-examination where they have to go back and forth with a lawyer about their legacy. And that's what makes this book so compelling.
And, of course, he thrived on that. He was an individual who confronted defeat. I mean, you know, his wife and mother died on the same day. I mean, he had a ton of problems that he went through in his lifetime. So he was a strong guy. But here's the thing that got me about this, okay? In today's environment, can you sue, even in then, at that time, can you sue a libel case against a sitting president?
So the answer is yes. The current president is facing a libel suit as we speak. And that's been moving forward in the courts. The Paula Jones case against Bill Clinton sort of set the standard that a civil lawsuit can move forward against the president of the United States. Roosevelt at this time was the former president.
Right.
But and I think if you want to, you know, sort of bring it back to comparisons to today, Donald Trump is being sued, and he could end up having to testify as the former president of the United States.
But I thought, Dan, that they could actually continue the suit after he got out of office. In other words, if he had a lawsuit today, the president, he wouldn't, a libel lawsuit, he wouldn't actually go to trial, if you will, until after he became private citizen?
No, no. So that's the difference in criminal and civil.
Okay.
So what the Office of Legal Counsel has determined is that a sitting president can't be indicted as
okay.
the president. But
okay.
what the Paula Jones lawsuit concluded was that a sitting president can still be sued. So there's a difference. The reasoning being that when you're charged with a crime, that the stakes are so much higher. You've got the Department of Justice involved who effectively reports to the president. You've got the inability, the argument goes, for the president to do his job if he's being indicted. But a civil lawsuit is just over money damages. And so there's the argument is that there's no real comparison there. Although, look, when you read the language of the Paula Jones case, it does, you know, suggest that a sitting president can be forced to deal with the inconvenience of having to testify.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what happened with Bill Clinton.
Now, here's the thing that amazed me about this, okay? This Barnes fellow, this William Barnes, he was the publisher of the Albany Evening Journal. He had, along with being a powerful party boss, dreams of running for governor himself, okay? And what, of course, TR was saying is he was saying that I'm not going to endorse a nonpartisan gubernatorial candidate because this two-party system actually creates an invisible government. You know what? He's right.
Well, look, and there are a lot of people who feel that way today, right? Which is, and one of the things that was great about Theodore Roosevelt is the conservative Republicans felt he was too liberal, and the Democrats felt he was too conservative. And I say great in the sense that, you know, this country is filled with people in the middle now, and people who feel like, you know, the Republican Party has gone too far to the right and the Democratic Party has gone too far to the left. And I think that, that's where Roosevelt was. And he was very disdainful of the extremes of both parties. And he often would compare himself to Lincoln in saying that, you know, if Lincoln had taken the position of the abolitionists from moment one, he wouldn't have gotten done what he was able to get done.
Right.
And probably wouldn't have gotten elected in 1860. So, you know, I do think, and this goes back to your point, I think that there are lessons from history to look back at, which can definitely offer us guidance in and moving forward.
You also say, Dan, in the book, and I agree with you 100%, that TR would really thrive in today's media. He was the first president to have a separate press room in the White House. But to complicate this issue that was going on within the, you know, higher-ups of our government, was that these hidden secrets of American political system that affected our image on the world stage must have been enormous.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, the United States' role at the time, I mean, depending on if you're talking about during the presidency or after.
After.
But regardless,
yeah.
You know, the United States played an enormous role. I mean, you know, Roosevelt won the Nobel Peace Prize for negotiating out of the war between the Russians and the Japanese. And then when you're talking about this trial itself, there's real questions about when, if the United States is going to get involved in World War One.
Right, right.
And what was kind of amazing about this trial, by the way, is that this happens. You know, one of the most important pre-United States in World War One events was the sinking of the Lusitania, where all these Americans died when a German sub shot shot the boat out of the water, and Roosevelt was asked to comment on it. And the concern was that he'd been a big advocate of getting us into World War One. He'd been very critical of the Germans, and there were three German Americans on the jury.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, German Americans typically meant that people associated themselves with Germany. It wasn't just heritage. And so, you know, his lawyers were, you know, sort of hoping he wouldn't comment, but he couldn't. He's Theodore Roosevelt,
yeah.
And he can't not comment.
Sure.
And so, you know, they viewed that as a real risk in the comments that he made about the Germans during the trial.
Yeah, it's a fascinating book. It really is. And the funny thing about it is that, you know, along with this libel suit, there was also a damages of $50,000, and Teddy Roosevelt incurred more than $50,000 in his defense legal fees, which eventually Roosevelt paid even though he won, and Barnes caved in at the end. He supported TR's offer to run for the governor of New York State. An unusual case, but one that could play out in the media today, Dan.
Well, this is definitely one that played out in the media, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you had every major newspaper in America there. It was headlines around the country. And also, you know, with the sort of same kind of prognosticating. And I will tell you that at the end, the guesses as to which way the jury was going, and, you know, rumors are that this and this and that, were all wrong. So it makes it a very exciting ending to the book.
Dan, I know you're on a very tight schedule. Please come back and let's talk, because it's a great book for people of all ages. It's a great story, and you did a heck of a job. You really did, my friend.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Look forward to having you back, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Dan Abrams has been our guest. He's the chief legal affairs correspondent for ABC News. He has penned a fascinating book that's out right now in hardcover, Theodore Roosevelt for the Defense. You got to get this. It is absolutely so relevant today, it's amazing that it happened 100 years ago. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back with Ron Sedgy today, and as I've said many, many times before, if you have listened to me at all over the years, you know I'm a big race fan, and particularly of the NASCAR circuit, and we have one of the giant champions on the show with us right now, making a frequent appearance, joining us right now from NASCAR, Kurt Busch. Hi, Kurt. How you doing?
Doing great, Ron. It's good to talk to you. Thanks for having me on the show.
I go back to the days of watching, and I was a kid, when I used to watch the likes of Fireball Roberts and Joe Weatherly and Lee Petty. I'm so happy that it has gotten to be a sport that has been so embraced by the general public. I mean, it's fantastic.
It's been unbelievable over the different generations, like you're talking about, to now see it live and bringing the past to the present with the NASCAR Hall of Fame. It's amazing to see the history of our sport and the pioneers of what it is today, what they created. I mean, guys like Lee Petty, he was the first professional racer. If he didn't do race well on the track, his family wasn't going to eat that night. And so it's amazing what families and what different competitors have done over the years.
And what's amazing, I saw that too, is that he would drive the car that he raced to the racetrack. I mean, those are really stock cars, not like the safety that we have today. Thank goodness we have it. But those cars were it, warts and all.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The cars we drive today spoil the drivers. You know, back then, yeah, you bought a car, or you bummed it off your family, or you did a business deal with a friend, and you drove the car to the track. You hope that you raced well enough to place good enough to get some money, and then you drove it to the next track. You put cars on trailers. You didn't have to race and drive the same car. Then corporate sponsors became involved, and it turned into ownership, and then drivers. You name it, the sport of NASCAR has gone through its evolution, but the roots of it, based right here in the southeast, of different moonshiners running from the cops, and it's amazing how it's come full circle today to be a mainstream sport that's comparable to football, baseball, basketball, and everything else.
You're absolutely right. Here's a sport that, for all intents and purposes, had its origination with crime, really, when you talk about it, with the rum runners. But you know what used to break me up was that those cars that we're talking about, Kurt, that we drove to the track, I didn't, but, you know, we watched everybody drive them, they used to tape up the headlights. Now they put fake headlights on with decals. It's just totally, as you said, come full circle.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, you had to put the electrical tape on the lens. That way, when you bumped into somebody, the glass didn't jump out on the track and cut people's tires.
Right.
And then there's races that people won by just staying out on their old hard tires. They used to steal tires off people's cars in the parking lot and leave a note on the windshield, say, hey, call us if you need some tires afterwards. It's amazing what the sport is today, and we have all those great pioneers to thank, and the different families, the different legends, and all of it. It's great to see it, and it comes full circle with it, but we have guys like Ned Jarrett or Bobby Allison that are still part of the racing family, and then we've got the new young drivers out there, even as young as Joey Logano, part of the program. Come out to the track. It's a fun, active lifestyle to get the family involved.
You know, I mentioned earlier Fireball Roberts, who was one of my favorites. I just realized before you were driving the number 41, which brought you to victory this past weekend, you used to drive a Dodge that was number 22. That was his number.
You got it, number 22. And I'll tell a quick story. Working with the Wood Brothers here currently, Leonard Wood came over to me and said, you know, We ran the number 22 to start off when we were running, but everybody knows the Wood Brothers are the same 21 right now.
Yeah, right.
When Fireball showed up at the track, he was a Ford factory driver, so he would get number preference treatment, so to speak. He would have the 22, so that made the Wood Brothers switch to number 21. So that's a great fun story to tell to everybody on, wow, the 22 is a special number.
Well, and it is a special number. I had the opportunity to meet up in Daytona with Marvin Panch. They were racing partners at the time. That was his teammate. And great stories about the Fireball on the number 22. Now, you and your brother are out there competing, all right? And it reminds me of the days of Bobby Allison and Davey Allison, where they're competing against one another, or Lee and Richard Petty in those days. No mercy for your brother, right? You're out there to win, right, Kurt?
Oh, for sure. He's the first guy at the end of the day that I want to beat.
He's a mixed breed there, you know. I mean, you got people who love him and people that like the boom. I mean, he has to have some pretty thick skin. You're liked by everybody, but he's got some people at different ends of the spectrum.
Well, I appreciate you saying I'm liked by everybody. I've been through those hard times, and it's just that competitor that's in you, that desire to win and to be the best. And sometimes you rub people the wrong way, and other people love it. And that's the character that he is. And it's fun to know him as a brother and as a real person. And then when he puts that helmet on, what it does to everybody when they strap it on how crazy you can be.
Right.
But it's fun to race against him. I treat him as a teammate when we're out on the track. But at the end of the day, I know he wants to beat me, and he's the first guy I want to finish in front of.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. Kurt, I don't know if people realize how exciting it is to be on a racetrack. Now, I've gone around the Daytona track and a couple other ones. It is, whether you're driving slow, whether you're walking, whether you're in a golf cart, it is a sensation that you just cannot believe. So, quick point here. When they initiated this points championship, does it, do you think, as we talked earlier about the old days, does it take away from the winning driver? I mean, here you are competing for two different things. You're competing to win the race, which was the primary thing you competed for back in the old days, if you will, and now you're competing for the points. Do you think it kind of draws away from the winner?
Well, there's two ways to look at it, and right now you have to be consistent if you want to make the top 10 in points. And then to get a guaranteed spot in the chase, you can go out there just for race wins.
Mm-hmm.
So they're promoting both aspects of it. And right now we've been a steady team. We find ourselves eighth in points. But then you got a guy like, say, Matt Kenseth has two wins, and he's not in the top 10 in points, but I think he is. Anyhow, if you have a lot of wins, you get a guaranteed spot in the chase. So you want to win, but yet you want to be consistent.
Restrictor plates or no restrictor plates, Kurt?
Well, it's all about maintaining the correct speed, and if we weren't restricted at tracks like Daytona and Talladega, we'd be doing 240 miles an hour.
Yeah.
It almost gets a little too dangerous at that speed.
I agree. I'm going to down in the pit, so I'll come down and say hi to you, okay?
Absolutely. Come on by. And I love our military. I'm a great supporter of all the different programs and the foundations, especially the Armed Forces Foundation, on serving those who serve.
Let's face it, NASCAR does a great job at the beginning of every race paying tribute to the military in our country, and I think that they should be saluted for that. They do a great job.
Absolutely. I mean, we wouldn't have the ability to go out there and race if we didn't have men and women out there protecting our freedom. And, of course, we're going to be there with our hands held over our heart and flags flying high.
Do me a favor, my friend. Stay safe, will you?
Thank you. I appreciate that. And to all of our men and women out there serving, stay safe and come home soon.
Okay. One of the champions of the NASCAR circuit. Two brothers racing together. Unbelievable. Kurt Busch has been our guest. Thank you, Kurt.
Ron, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for having me on the show.
I enjoy talking to these NASCAR drivers so much. You just can't imagine. I love this sport. I go crazy for it. But what is really funny is that I got my wife hooked on racing many, many years ago, and now she watches NASCAR more religiously than I do. She knows everything there is to know about it. She even watches the time trials, the qualifications. Fanatical, believe me. It's nice to have a wife who enjoys the same things you do. And I want to remind everybody to check our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. And when you get there, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We're going to pause very briefly. We'll be right back with more with Ron Segi today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After days of resisting, President Trump says he's been tested for the coronavirus. The test comes after it was revealed that he was in close contact with two Brazilian officials who have since tested positive for the virus.
I also took the test last night, and I decided I should, based on the press conference yesterday. People were asking, did I take the test? I don't know, whatever it takes, a day or 2 days, whatever it is, they send it to a lab.
Reporters attending the briefing had their temperatures taken, and one person who had a slight fever was kept out of the room. Vice President Mike Pence says those international travel restrictions are now being expanded.
The president has made a decision to suspend all travel to the United Kingdom and Ireland effective midnight Monday night Eastern Standard Time.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. We are honored to have our next guest with us. He is certainly a gentleman who's kept peace in this country for many, many years. He's held four different cabinet posts with two administrations, a veteran Marine, PhD from MIT, senior staff economist for President Eisenhower, Secretary of Labor, and Secretary of Treasury for Richard Nixon. He's held two posts with Ronald Reagan, one being Secretary of State. He's got a brand new book out right now and a DVD. we're going to talk to him about. Joining us is George Shultz. Mr. Secretary, thank you for being with us today. This is an honor, my friend.
Well, I'm always glad to be on. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I read this book a couple of times, Ideas in Action, George P. Shultz, featuring Ten Commandments of Negotiations, and I watched the DVD that is being offered now nationally. And all I can say, Mr. Secretary, is that we need you in an instrumental position right now, and all members of the executive, judicial, Senate, and Congress should read this, because this is an outline of what they should be doing today. Do you not concur with that?
Well, I think there are some basic ideas that are broadly applicable.
The way you handled the ending of the Cold War with the Soviets, and the way that you had to be very delicate with the situation with President Reagan, is astronomical. When you were asked to come back from overseas, when you were in business overseas, to meet with Ronald Reagan in the Oval Office, did you know what he wanted you for at that time, Mr. Secretary?
Well, I knew him very well, personally. We were friends.
Yes.
And we had worked together in the primary and the campaign and afterwards on economic things. So, actually, I was in London at a business meeting, and I was called and asked if I would go over to our embassy where I could take a call from the president on a secure line. And he said to me, "L. Haig has resigned as Secretary of Big Nation, has been accepted. It hasn't been announced, but that has happened. And I would like you to be his successor." And we talked about it, and I said, "You want me to just want me to accept this position over the telephone?" And he said, "Yes, it's not a good idea to leave something like this open, and I would like to announce it." Well, there had been some time between when I got the call and when I got the call to go and talk to him. And when I talked, and I had talked to my wife who was there, and I said, "I don't know what he's going to ask me to do, but if the president asks you to do something you can do, you pretty much have to say yes."
Sure.
So I said yes. Next day we flew back to Washington, and we were met at the Dulles Airport by the White House staff people, Bill Clark and Ed Meese and so forth, and they said, "Here's a chopper. The president would like to see you up in Camp David, and here's a car to take your wife into town, and she can find a hotel room." That this is the package deal. We either both go to Camp David or we both go look for a hotel room. Take your choice. So we both went up, and as it turned out, Nancy Reagan was expecting my wife. And so I learned to stand up right away.
There you go. There was some speculation that Haig was a confrontationalist, and you describe in the book and on the three-hour video that Reagan was not a confrontationalist, and that was one of the things that he admired about you, because you were a negotiator. You didn't confront everything the same texture the way Al Haig did.
Well, I try to be a problem solver, but in order to solve problems, you also have to stand up for something.
Mm-hmm.
And President Reagan understood full well that before you could solve a problem, you had to show that you had strength and willpower. Call it confrontation if you want. But anyway, that was clear.
Explain the relationship, Mr. Secretary, between you and Caspar Weinberg, because he had a different approach on ending the Cold War, which was very military-oriented, and yours was diametrically the opposite, where you wanted to negotiate, because you were always saying that when the failure of diplomacy is gone, anything can happen, the worst. So what was that relationship like?
Well, he and I were friends. He was my deputy when I was director of OMB, and he was our general counsel at Bechtel when I was president. So we had dissociated, and on the whole, he was working for me. When he was Secretary of Defense, he was on the same level. But our difference was not so much about force. Our difference was in our assessment of the Soviet Union. He and the CIA people all focused on their military capability, and I, of course, focused on that, but also I looked on their general society, and I thought they were basically weak and could change if you worked at it.
Mm-hmm.
And he had thought they couldn't, and it was a mistake to be working at it. So that was our difference of opinion. I supported fully his defense buildup. We both agreed that what turned out to be the Iran-Contra mess, we have both opposed that right from the beginning. So we had many points of agreement, but we disagreed about the Soviet Union. I had a chance meeting that revealed to me where President Reagan's real view was. I landed in a trip from China at Andrews Air Force Base. I was lucky to land because it was snowing. It snowed all day Friday night, Saturday morning. And our phone rings, and Nancy Reagan is on the phone. She says, how about you and your wife coming over for supper? So we go over to the White House for supper, and the four of us are sitting around. And they start asking me about the Chinese leaders. What are they like? They have a sense of humor. Can you find their bottom line? Then they knew when I was Secretary of Treasury, I had dealt with the Soviet leader, so they started asking me about them. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, this man has never had a real conversation with a big-time communist leader.
Mm-hmm.
And he's dying to have one. So I said to him, I had arranged weekly meetings with Ambassador de Brinden to see if we could keep weeds out of our relationship. So I said, de Brinden's coming over at 5 o'clock Tuesday. What if I bring him over here and you talk to him? And Fred Reagan said, well, that's a good idea. It'll only take about 10 minutes. All I want to tell him is, if his new leader, Andropov, has just succeeded Brezhnev, is interested in a constructive conversation, I'm ready. That was a huge piece of news, and I could see that he and Nancy had discussed it. That was where his gut was. Brought de Brinden over, and we were there at least an hour and a half. We talked about all kinds of things, Soviet Jewry a lot, arms control stuff. But then there were some Pentecostals that rushed into our embassy in the Carter administration.
Right.
And they were still there. You couldn't expel them because they'd probably be killed, and they were there. He talked about that quite a lot. And he said, it's like a big sign in Moscow. You don't treat people right. Don't let them emigrate. Don't let them worship the way they want. Better do something about it. And he kept saying, I just want something to happen. I won't say a word. I just want it to happen. So de Brinden and I, on the way back to the State Department, we said, let's work on that. So we did. We exchanged papers back and forth. Finally, I got one that I thought was pretty good. I took it over to the president. I said, Mr. President, if you call in your lawyer, they'll tell you you can drive a truck through the holes in this memo. But I have to believe, with all the background, that if we get them out of the embassy, they'll be allowed to go home and eventually emigrate. So we decided yes, and we rolled the dice. We got them out. They were allowed to go home. And two or three months later, they were all allowed to immigrate, including all their families. It was a big thing. And President Reagan said nothing. And they knew very well how tempting it is for an American president to pump himself on the chest and say, look what I did. He didn't do it. He said he wouldn't, and he didn't. So I thought there were two things out of that that were important. Number one, he saw that you could make a deal with these people and they'll carry it out. And they saw the same thing. They knew very well how tempting it was for him to take credit for what happened, and he didn't. So it was a nice little tiny incident, but nevertheless had some real meaning.
The book is phenomenal, Mr. Secretary. A wonderful pictorial of your life. And the Ten Commandments of Successful Negotiations that you outline should be read by everyone, whether they're in government service or not. But between the three CD set that's been seen on public television, and by the way, can be ordered by order at freedomtochoose.net, and the book, which is sensational. When you look at the pictorials in this book, Mr. Secretary, and you see your entire life and all the things you accomplished, what are your thoughts?
Well, I've had the privilege of having a lot of opportunities, and I appreciate that very much.
Well, it's sensational, and I could talk to you for hours on hours. I know that you've been on a horrendous schedule. I'm just honored for the fact that you've been able to spend some time with us. The CD is called Turmoil and Triumph, The George Shultz Years. It can be seen on public television, and you can order it. And also the book, Ideas in Action, featuring the Ten Commandments of Negotiations with George P. Shultz. Mr. Secretary, I have to ask you, was that tiger really in the room in your office with you?
Yes, that really was.
That might have been the most dangerous thing you've did in all your career. You know that, don't you?
It was stunning.
Well, Mr. Secretary, thank you so much for your service to the country. We appreciate everything that you have done. And again, the CD set is outstanding. The book is equally outstanding. And it's been an honor to have you here, my friend. When you ever are bored and want to talk again, I could talk to you for another 10 hours.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. I appreciate it. Our very special guest is former Secretary of State George Shultz. He's got a brand new book out right now called Ten Commands of Negotiations, Ideas in Action, and Turmoil and Triumph, The George Shultz Years. Watch it on public television and order it, too. It's a profile of a man who has served our country so well for so many years. And we're going to pause only momentarily, but we'll be right back with more with Ron Zedgie today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing. I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At UCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
We're on Sedgy Today, nationwide and around the world. Well, I'm anxious to talk to our next gentleman because if he can help me, he can help anyone. He's an Emmy Award-winning host of Elbow Room, Curb Appeal, The Block, and other HGTV shows. We're going to figure out how to make our house spiffy for spring. I like that, spiffy for spring. I just invented that. Joining us right now is Chip Wade. Hey, Chip, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good now that you are here to give us some helping hands. You know, I walk around my yard and around my house just about every day outside, and I think to myself, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what's going on. I know it has to be fixed, but, you know, I just don't know where to start, where to end, and it's a problem. And my family, we're in the home improvements business, and I see what it's like to have somebody know what they're doing. Unfortunately, I'm not one of them. So where do we start to spruce up the house for spring and summer?
Well, it's good to
have an action plan. I mean, a lot of the lack of confidence comes with you feel like there's too many things to do and you don't know what should take priority.
Right.
So what I want to do is help demystify that, give you a couple of things that are great first starters regardless, and that's going to get the ball rolling. So the first place I like to start, even with my own personal home, is the place where I enter the house every single day. So it's not my front door. It's actually a side door, but that's where also my children and most of my guests come in and out too, but that's where the paint gets smudged and, you know, a baseball bat with the kids' athletic stuff comes and nicks the, you know, the door jamb, right? That happens and typically takes a beating over the winter. So I start there by making sure that it has a nice, clean, fresh primer and coat of paint, because that one spot will help set the tone for the feeling of the rest of the house. So to do that, there's actually one of the biggest things that people don't know is what to look for in a primer. Most of the time people know what to look for in paint. I mean, it kind of scales with price for your top coat. But I like to have a very, very specific feature-rich primer that makes my top coat go a lot further and last longer. And I look for things like fast drying. I like a water-based primer. I like one that has excellent adhesion, as well as having things like mildew resistance. But also a mild odor, because some of them are very, very noxious, but I like ones that have a mild odor. And so one of those that works really well is called Kills 2 All-Purpose Primer. I keep a 5-gallon bucket of that at my house at all times, because another thing is when you have projects to do, if you have to go to the store and get the materials every time you want to do a project, it just is a killjoy. So having primer, and it'll last a long time, so don't feel like, oh my gosh, I'm going to buy 5 gallons of paint and I'm never going to use it. If it's there, you will find a way and a reason to use it, and it's a good reason.
What makes a primer stick? What do you have to do to the surface to get the primer to work so you can put the finish coat on the primer?
So when you're priming, the preparation for painting is 80% of the battle.
I know.
And to making sure that before you prime, that it's clean of debris, that it's clean from oils, that it's clean from grease, and that it has a slight, I always like to just give it a slight bite with like a 100 grit sandpaper just to make that thing bond. But again, you don't have to do too much, especially for the kills, because that's why you want one with excellent adhesion, because it's going to take it and it's going to grip that substrate a lot better than any paint is going to grip. And so that's what keeps it from peeling, from coming back up, and it really has a hard, high wear surface.
Any occupation, whether it be what you're talking about or even in my business, with the broadcasting, you got to have good microphones, you have good equalizers, all the other things. You have to have good tools. And that's what I think one of my biggest problems. I buy things because they are shiny when they're not maybe that good. So how do you go about getting the right stuff? And there's new stuff coming out all the time. I feel like George Carlin with stuff, stuff, stuff.
Oh, I'm a tool guy as well, and there's nothing wrong with something being shiny. but having it shiny and purposeful is really important. Now, one thing that's out that I can definitely tell you is worth its salt is some of the new engine innovations from Briggs & Stratton. Briggs & Stratton, I'm sure you've heard of that brand before.
Oh, sure.
My first lawnmower was a Snapper with a Briggs & Stratton on it like 20 years ago, right? But it's come a long way. So if you are in the market for a new mower, you might want to check them out, because they have two technologies. One is called no oil change technology, which, oh my gosh, I'm so excited that this is finally here. Imagine an engine that you don't have to change the oil in, which is really great. It's just that much less maintenance. And the second thing is called quiet power technology. So this makes the engines 50% quieter than other gas-powered mowers, which why this is important is not just so it's a more pleasant mowing experience for me when I'm mowing the backyard, but I can get up early, like 7 a.m. before it gets hot outside, and I can mow the grass without annoying the neighbors, which is really nice, because that's always the conversation between you and your wife or whatever. It's like, oh, I want to get out there, but Tom next door is real ornery when you crank up the riding lawnmower at 7:30. You got to wait till 8:30, but then it starts to get hot. So, again, this is a really big deal.
Wow. No oil changes. That's unbelievable. Now, let's talk about outdoor projects, because that's another one, especially down here where I originate this show in Orlando. When you start talking about working outdoors, it's pretty hot out there. But what can you do to make the backyard or the front yard like really look like a park?
Well, whether you're in Orlando or Atlanta, where I'm from, or anywhere in the U.S., 50% of the projects that I work on for clients nationwide have some type of outdoor hardscape element to them. So it's very popular and it's trending. Now, after filming hundreds of episodes of shows like Curb Appeal on HGTV and servicing thousands of other clients, I know which products work best. And I've worked with Belgard, which actually is a manufacturer of really high-quality pavers and wall retaining wall products, for years and years and years, and they make color, texture, style you can imagine. But what I found, one of the most challenging things when you're doing a hardscape is pairing all of the materials together with confidence, because there's so many options out there. You know, you don't know, does this gray match this taupe with this brown? Will it match my house? Does it fit my style? What Bellegarde has done this year, which is exciting, is come out with the collections approach, which what it does is it pairs products with your home's design aesthetic and makes it much easier to get your ideal outdoor living experience, because it gives you confidence that the color and texture and style is going to all go together right from your smartphone or your computer. So, again, you're not having to guess. And when we have confidence in our selections, the rest becomes much, much easier, because I found that the lack of confidence in what you're picking is really the biggest inhibitor to any project.
Yeah. Well, you make it sound so easy, but I know you know what you're doing. So I just figured, why don't you just come down and visit me for a couple of weeks, and we'll get this thing handled in no time.
Hey, you know what? If you got the money, I got the time.
Where can we go for more information, Chip, on this and more stuff that we should know going into springtime?
Well, from some of the tips from today, we have this all on tipsontv.com. But if you're looking for more inspirational projects, obviously I have all of this on my sites as well. ChipWade.com is my personal website, and all my social channels are at Chip Wade, and we're constantly putting out inspirational projects for the home with product selections and contrast and comparisons on what's best to use and why.
That's great. I love your TV show. It's a fun show to watch, an interesting show to watch. You know, very seldom you get a chance to watch something that's not only entertaining, but also educating, and you do a great job. Chip, come back and join us again, okay? We'd like to have
more
tips.
Thank you so much, Ron.
Thanks, Chip. Bye-bye. Chip Wade has been our guest, Emmy Award-winning host of Elbow Room, Curb Appeal, The Block, and other HGTV shows, telling us how to get our homes spiffy for spring and summer. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And I want to share an experience I had. I'm a classic automobile enthusiast, and recently I wanted to change the color of one of my most treasured and rare cars. I got a quote to have it painted and almost fainted. The cost was terrible, and they couldn't guarantee satisfaction. That's when I called SignZoo. I had seen expensive cars like Bentleys, Lamborghinis, Rolls Royces, Cadillacs, Mercedes, vinyl wrapped, and they looked better than paint and more resistant to the elements and a whole lot less expensive. SignZoo explained to me that paint replacement you can make a green car red, with finishes that cannot be achieved with paint. Some of these wraps include carbon fiber, camouflage, 3D, and embossed textures. And boat owners, Sign Zoo wraps more boats than anyone in the country. They're licensed, insured, and professionals service the country nationwide, and their warranty in the industry is the best. Check out their website at signzoo.com. That's signzoo.com, and make your car or boat pop with a new look. That's going to put a wrapper on things with Ron Sedgie today. We'll look for your company come next week when we'll do it again. But I want to thank my guests who joined us this week, and they include Stone Cold Steve Austin, Philippe and Ashlyn Cousteau, musician Kenny G, Dr. Carlos Nunez from ABC News, Dan Abrams, NASCAR great Kurt Busch, George P. Schultz, 99 years old and the former Secretary of State under Ronald Reagan, and from HGTV, Chip Wade. Well, we hope you have a good first day of spring coming up this week. And until next weekend, I'm Ron Sedgie, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.